What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with David in San Francisco, and we're talking about how elections are being organized and trying to be made fraud-proof, because election fraud has become the crisis of our current political system. And we need to understand that having data on who is voting, like their ID, is not the same thing as determining how they vote.
Hey, Michael, I just had to field another call there. If you grab a copy of the Georgia election law and you do a word search of covert comes up twice in there, and it demands that the state of Georgia and all of the counties develop a covert implant on each ballot.
Yes.
So that they can be tracked. They say,
well, that makes sense to me with all the fake ballots floating around.
Well, wouldn't you like to think that your vote was private? Wasn't America based
it really doesn't make that much of a difference to me, because when I vote, I'm not shy about telling people who I voted for. You know, that I'll wear the buttons and say, yes, I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I'm voting for fair elections, and I'm voting for peace and lower taxes.
Well, you're a rarity if you think that you it's okay for everybody to know how you voted, because you might get blacklisted if you voted against how your boss wanted you to vote. You might get hell from your church or from your neighbors if they knew that you voted for an alderman or whoever, whatever dog catcher, name it. But the name of the game is that America was based.
Here's the problem.
David,
you have not established that an ID to prove that a ballot is genuine in any way tracks back to identifying the voter, because that's not what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make sure that the ballot is a genuine one and not a counterfeit.
Well, you know, that gets into layers and layers of paranoia regarding our public right to vote. And the idea that that America has been tricked by paranoids into developing security systems for something that has become enormous, when in fact every ballot, I'm old enough to remember when I was a first-time voter, I walked a little more than a block away from my house to a little old lady's front porch, and she ran the precinct for, about four square blocks or so, and there wasn't a stranger that was going to come in, because everybody knew who lived within four square blocks.
Yes.
And that was in the suburbs of St. Louis. This wasn't in Pawtuxet. This wasn't in, massive area like New York City. You could have a precinct within a given building, so no stranger would come in. One apartment building and a precinct like that, then you don't have to have special printing costs. Then you don't have to have special, marshals and all kind of people who will triple check. You talk about bureaucrats when it should be something simple.
I agree, and that's why I wrote the article, How to Have Honest Elections, which is on the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, right underneath that hideously outdated picture of myself at the upper left. But again, what you're missing is any kind of an indication that ballot authentication tracks back to identifying the voter in question. And the second question I would ask you is, how are you going to correct the problem that we have with massive fraudulent elections that we saw in 2016 and 2020? I mean, heck, going all the way back to John F. Kennedy.
Well, that's actually really easy to deal with, because if you remember, there have been these companies. The first one I knew of was ChoicePoint, and that was a private eye company in Florida that was hired in the year 2000. And they were paid $5 million to remove all the illegal voters from the Florida lists.
Okay.
And so they were paid by the piece, basically. And so they had a vested interest in getting people off of there, not keeping them on. And so when you start paying people by the piece to remove voters, If they found a Sam Smith in 1922 had committed a crime in Montana, they would take a Sam Smith off the voting lists in Florida in the year 2000. And so they got paid to screw up. And when the accounting came in on choice...
Okay, you're not answering my question.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. How are you going to solve the problem with fraudulent elections?
The fraudulent elections are put together by people who are scamming the state and removing the honest voters.
How do you fix that?
How do you keep the honest voters on the voting list, and how do you keep the crooks voting? That's what's going on. And Choice Point was found to have a 94% inaccuracy rate.
Okay.
Only 6% of the people they took off, only 6% were actually guilty, and 94% of them were innocent.
David, you're not offering a solution to vote fraud.
Yeah, I am.
In fact, giving us reasons not to try and improve the situation.
Yeah, they did. Listen to it out. What happened to Choice Point the next election cycle? The biggest Homeland Security contract of all Homeland Security contracts for the year 2004 was to Choice Point to do the same screw-up to all 50 states and the troops overseas.
David, you're not answering my question. How are you going to deal with the election fraud we saw in 2016 and 2020 if you're not going to have covert means to verify that ballots are authentic and not reprinted in somebody's back warehouse? That's a big problem. Yes, the illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote. And the other problem we have is those voting machines by Dominion and the rest of them, they're black boxes and they're not subject to audit, as we saw in Maricopa. And so it's one thing to call on in and scream that this isn't fair and this isn't fair and this is racist and so forth. But I'm interested in people who have an actual solution on how to have fair, honest, and verifiable elections.
Now,
and as I said before in the show, the burden of proof is on the government, not us.
Michael, how many years has it been that I've told you that Donald Trump is organized crime? And I've been calling your show for almost 20 years, I'll bet.
And you agreed that the Bush family is
organized crime, right?
David, do you have a way to stop election fraud and guarantee election honesty, accuracy, and transparency?
With the Bushes and the Trumps in prison.
So, in other words, you're saying no.
I didn't say no. I said put them in prison, and then you're going to get rid of the problem.
No, you're not, because there are always going to be other people who will take advantage of the flaws in the system, such as the electronic voting. All right, listen, David.
In Arizona, are they trying to find the secret data on the ballot? They're demanding from, if you read the latest reports from the Arizona recount, they're trying to get the election board to give them data on every voter. Right?
No, they're trying to get the data on the votes
and
that were cast.
The
they're not trying
data
to go back
on the board.
Okay, David, let me ask you a question here. Okay, you seem to represent a point of view that voter ID is racist, but vaccine ID is not. And
would that be done by a privatized company? Would some privatized company
We don't need a private company to make the ID cards. Show up with a driver's license. You want to know who's being racist?
Is that a Democrat company?
Because they're out there saying that blacks and Hispanics can't get a driver's license.
Hey, is your driver's license in your state a card that is owned by the state, or is it owned by a privatized company? Is a microchip on your driver's license? So would a voter ID be another contract?
David, what is your solution? If you don't have a solution, then this call is over.
Keep it simple. A precinct that's so small that you know everybody in it, and there's no strangers show up in mass. These con artists have created paranoia for 40 years.
That's what I put in that article I wrote, How to Have Honest Elections, and I'm going to refer that to you, and our phone lines are loading up. So, David, I gave you a big chunk of time. We're going to let you go and switch over to Layla in Canada. Layla, welcome to the show. Welcome to RBN. I understand you had a really good show Sunday night.
Actually, it started off very badly. I was like a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car.
Well, it's the first few minutes. Does that the first time? I mean, the first time I did a radio show over on that other network, you know, I was stumbling and stuttering and stammering. And, you know, it's just something. You'll get used to it. You know, it's not like you're a total neophyte. You know, you are an experienced industry veteran, and I'm sure you're going to hit your stride real quick.
And that was my problem. I was accustomed. I had completely forgotten that when you're doing TV news, you sit there at the anchor desk with the team chit-chattering as though we're buddies while the voiceover announces the news and the names of the people. So
yeah.
I wasn't prepared. Yeah, I didn't realize first I should say who I am and what the show is.
Yes.
I hope to do a better job this Sunday. And if it weren't for Steve Elkin, I would have drowned. But anyway, my reason for calling today, the same old subject, Palestine.
Yes.
If the Palestinians are mounting a strong resistance, where are they building their equipment, their hardware?
They're not doing it in Gaza. Israel claims they're bombing.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
I said probably down in those tunnels that Israel claims they are currently bombing.
Okay, and where are they actually doing the? Where are they getting the material to build them? In other words, for Palestine on its own to succeed, it cannot. That is very likely impossible. They have.
Well,
to
I'm sure the Vietnamese felt the same way before they kicked out the United States.
That's a different story. Remember how they had to use an exfoliation, Agent Orange, because the Vietnamese. And also the Americans were not familiar or comfortable in that territory, whereas Israel has wide open spaces. It is up above, and you can see everything. And furthermore, Israel is in charge. It's basically the master of the region. Let's not kid ourselves. But the Palestinians, the only way they can succeed is if they drag in other powers. And that's why they are putting in a spectacle of, oh, my God, look how my husband is beating me. I'm a victim of domestic abuse. Please come and save me.
I think Palestine has become a really good example of why there should be immigration control, because back in 1944, Palestine adopted a policy of uncontrolled immigration, and look how that turned out.
It wasn't Palestine. It was the British. The British did have restrictions. They had a quota. And that's why the Zionists had to sneak in. They're illegal immigrants because the British had a quota that they were trying to pursue, and the Zionists, the Bolsheviks, were trying to get rid of the British so they could open up to immigration.
Well,
prior
that's why they bombed
that,
the King David Hotel.
To get rid of the British, you had to drive
yes.
them away. And that's another
yes.
reason, by the way. I don't want to bring in another subject, but that's why Mohandas Gandhi was so well able to defeat the British, because British India was so involved in trying to take over Mesopotamia and to try and control the disputes, the rebellions in Palestine, mm-hmm. as well as in Egypt, where Lord Moyne was assassinated. So they were stretched far too thin. But anyway, back to today, Palestine has obviously been building up an arsenal. Who supplied it? It means that there's going to be other powers dragged in. Are we willing to send our sons and daughters there to fight for Palestine? And that's just a rhetorical question.
No, I don't think we should send our sons or daughters to fight for Israel either.
Well, a lot of them are already Americans and are making a particular choice. But let's remember, Jews were here from the beginning. They, although they may control too much, I agree completely with that, because my career was restricted by the Jews and TV news who saw
yes.
me as a Palestinian. But today I'm looking back and I've learned the contributions that they have made. They helped build this country. They also exploited it. There's no doubt
yes.
about that. And they shipped most of it, many of its resources over. Like it was like a farm. They sent over the intelligence, the creativity, the ingenuity of America to help build Israel. But it was a two-way street. But anyway, back to Palestine. I have a question. Has anyone bothered to ask, where are the Christians?
That's a
Everyone
good question.
Talks about Palestine.
That's a very,
yeah,
very good
I'll
question.
I'll tell you where they are. Let me tell you where they are. They've been driven, first they were driven out by the Bolsheviks in 48. I believe Ben-Gurion tried to reach out to the Christians to join them, but the Christians were too afraid of the Muslim majority, or they had already been so deeply indoctrinated to accept the Arab identity, they would not betray the other Arabs. So they stayed with the Arabs. But since then, after Israel took over, let me give you a very personal example. About 20 years ago, I got a call from one of my mother's cousins, his daughter. She phoned me and she said, we're in California illegally, and we were smuggled in. We had to leave Bethlehem because the thugs, the Muslims in Bethlehem, were walking through the streets with rifles slung over their shoulders, guns in their belts and in their hands, telling us if we didn't cover our hair and wear sleeves down to our wrists and skirts down to our ankles, they would rape us. Meanwhile, don't forget what happened to the Coptic Christians in Egypt. Remember the Muslims that were kidnapping Coptic girls and either raping them or and destroying their lives afterwards because no Christian would then marry them, or they were forced to convert to Islam and marry a Muslim as a slave. And remember when the Coptics were in a church praying, and then they were, the church was set on fire. It was surrounded by armed Muslims, and the village knew that these were Muslims, not Mizrahi Jews disguised as Muslims. They shot the Christians coming out of the church as they were trying to escape. And that is only one small example of what they've done to Christians. And as I recommended once before, go back to the days of Alexandria and the woman Hypatia, H-Y-P-A-T-I-A. That is when the Christians were killing Christians, the Jews were killing Christians, the Christians were killing Jews. However, since then, in Israel, the Christians there are not only safe, if they are Israeli citizens that aren't plotting against Israel. But the last time I called to try and arrange to go and study at the Hebrew U in Jerusalem, the guy I spoke to obviously had a Muslim name. And I said to him, make sure that if I do come, that if they're going to put me in a roommate situation, that they know that I'm a Palestinian Christian so that whoever I'm with doesn't feel uncomfortable. Well, his answer was, well, I accept all religions. I'm tolerant. And I said, no, that's not what I meant, because when I was there before, it was different. And then his answer was, I said, well, I'm surprised you're in a very high-level position at the university. He said, yes, now we work in their buildings, we study in their universities, and we work in all their professions. Well, isn't that lovely? I mean, talk about gratitude. And
yes.
A lot of the women, for example, there's one woman, Diana Butu, who's a Canadian, educated in Israel when her family came to Canada. She got her law degree. Then she went back to be an advisor during the time of Arafat. I do remember seeing a video of her with two others where they were complaining that the Palestine National Authority was using all the money that it was getting not to restore the Church of the Nativity, which was so valuable to the Christian world, and the Christians who were sending money for them. It was rotting. They ignored it. No, they were building what they described as Taj Mahals for themselves. So there's a lot of corruption amongst the... And even Hanan Ashrawi, a very articulate woman. She was the ex-girlfriend of Peter Jennings, an anchor at ABC. She resigned recently from the Palestinian Authority. She never said it openly, but read between the lines, it's the corruption. So this use... It's almost like the woman who provokes her husband where nobody can see, and then she goes out into the street crying as he chases her, and she says, look, he's beating me. They're putting on a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to disparage all Muslims. God forgive me, because I have a lot of Muslim friends, and I know they're going to be angry with me. But they did, the word Muslim comes from the words mit salam. That is when the armies would put a sword to the throat of a non-Muslim.
Layla, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the music is playing. We got to take another commercial break. Thank you for the call. We got other callers waiting on the lines, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing to support so that we can go on doing what it is that we are doing. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719. Now, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of a Republic Broadcasting coffee mug or a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, and I understand we're down to mediums only, but they are trying to order some more of those in the assorted sizes. If you send in $115 or more, you will get both items. And don't forget that Front Sight Firearms deal. That is a real sweetheart. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones now. We got a lot of callers waiting. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. The last few calls were very interesting. Congratulations to Layla on her show.
Yes.
And to the other caller about the voting stuff, why we can't go back to the pretty much Layla was in the early 60s or something, I don't know, before Kennedy. when he started rigging the elections. But you know, oh, Mike,
don't forget the Battle of Athens. They've been rigging elections long before Kennedy.
Well, that's true. But, you know, exactly. I think you're absolutely right. You should have to show your driver's license to vote. That's the bottom line. You show it everywhere else when you go into the airport. You got to have your ID to get on the airplane. Show your driver's license. Your license be scanned. If it's a good license, if it's not suspended, you can vote. If it's suspended, you can't even vote either. Okay, so that's how I look at that. But here's what I want to talk about, Mike. You were talking about earlier about water shortages.
Yes.
Okay, in Brazil, as you know, the commodities market's going to go off the charts. Coffee, orange juice, and sugar is all coming out of Brazil. They're going to have a major drought in Brazil this year. Okay, now with the Brazilians, they're going to have this massive drought that's going to hit like in here in California, Mexifornia. Okay, Mike? So the food prices are going to go off the charts. We're going to have food rioting probably in the summer or probably in around wintertime. Who knows what's going to happen? You guys bumbling buffoon flood our country of multiple millions of illegals. 9 million illegals in California, like I've been telling your show for the last 2 years. 9 million, 8 million, whatever the hell the case is. It's insanity. And thank God. Thanks for that great call from Jim from New York. I hope he calls in today. And, you know, Mike, going back to this illegal invasion, these people are like locusts. They're going to eat up the field, and after they leave, there will be nothing left for nobody. Okay? But coming here, they're not going down to Argentina. They're not going to Colombia. They're not going to Central America. They're coming to the United States of America, where the gringo, the white man, okay? And everybody else is thinking of white man. All these Africans are coming here, okay? The white man. No, listen, we need to stop this right now. Desist this right now. This was a stolen election. Bumbling buffoon Biden did steal the election. I don't care what any of your callers say. I don't care if the guy from New Jersey calls in, that knucklehead, talking about the lumber's went up 60% there in New Jersey. And I can't wait till your taxes go up another 50%. We'll see how long and much you love your state of New Jersey, the garden state. You better be growing vegetables in your garden to eat. Because let me tell you, that's exactly what you're going to have to be doing here soon. You won't be able to go to a store with luxury, going to a store in Walmart and all that, getting food pretty soon, the way things are going with this bumbling buffoon. Wants to take $200 million, all this other stuff this guy's doing. It's just absurd, Mike. It's just absurd. Now, going back to California. Mike, I've been out to California. I was going out to California in the early 80s, all the way up to 2009. Okay?
Yes.
I remember Winchester County, you could not waste water. You wasted water. They had water stations. And if somebody saw you wasting water, you would get a major fine, Mike. That was back in the 80s, in the 70s. If you wasted water in California, some people would shoot you. I mean, it could get to a point where you could get shot. Wait, being a guy who's wasting water in these 55-gallon barrels. Now, right now, we're going to have a drought in California. You got millions of illegals in there consuming, like locusts, Mike.
Yes.
Okay? Zog, and I don't want to talk about Palestine and Israel right now. Look, I don't know whose land is it anyway. Whose land does that belong to? Who does that land belong to? I know the Romans were in there at one time.
Yes.
The Romans were in Israel. That's why you call it, they have to go that way. And if you actually look at it about the hooked nose, that's where it comes from, the Roman soldiers. I heard today. I don't know if I believe that. But anyway, getting back to what I say, Mike, about this immigration invasion. California, Texas, Arizona, all these hundreds of thousands of people keep pouring into this country. So what? So they can speak a different language. So they can say, white man's a bad man. We're going to take your land back. They're going to say that they owned all that land at one time. What did they ever build there? Did they ever have cities there? Did they have freeways there? Did they have baseball? Did they have Disneyland? Did they have any of that stuff? These illegals that are coming in here saying they own everything? Now they're taking their land back? What the hell is this? You got white garbage like Biden stealing elections, destroying our country. He gets and he gets the audacity and his wife, and you know he's like he can't even attend to the soldier anymore. I mean, this guy Biden, Jill Biden walks around like she's Miss Pris. Here, the woman was an adulteress. She committed cheating on her first husband with Joe. And then she lied about that. Oh, that was a filthy scam lie that the media doesn't want to cover. They don't want to cover Hunter Biden's laptop.
All right, Tom.
I mean, Mike,
Tom,
it's insane. Yeah.
It is. Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Thank you.
Hey, first and foremost, I just want to shout out to you, to Tom in Florida. What's up, brother? I'm calling today because, you know, for weeks on end, dude, I've listened to a lot of you people. And I just want to know, who do you people want for a presidential candidate other than Donald Trump? Because there is nobody. The GOP bench is paper thin. All these people you guys keep listing are not ready for prime time. If you take people like Governor Noem and DeSantis away from their states will suffer because of liberal commie woke, you know, they'll just turn into woke hells, dude. And, and we'll have no redoubts for of freedom to fall back on. If you take General Flynn, we lose a powerful advocate to fight the New World Order. And don't even get me started on the crackhead idea, dude, of Tulsi Gabbard. You guys really want a CFR member as president? I mean, Trump has to finish what he started. The economy was visibly better under Trump. The world was more stable under Trump. The New World Order had to walk back most of their crap because of Trump exposing them for the imps and feckless commie minions they were. I hear all of you guys when you guys say, you know, how Trump was on board with the vaccines. What would any of you do? They were locking up the economy. You know, Trump was surrounded by traitors, backstabbers, and feckless Republicans. In my opinion, Trump deserved a second term, and he would have got it if not for the turncoat Republicans and weak, you know, commie rhinos who were bribed and corrupted by the New World Order. Now, don't get me wrong now. Trump was not the answer, but he was the father of the reformation that this Republican Party went through in 2016. We changed, and this party is not the same. We brought in moderate liberals, people like me, former Democrats over. All of this backlash against Trump, dude, stems from conservative Republican cowardice. The Democrats used force to steal the election. They rioted, they destroyed property, they beat people, and they took control of the media. What did we do about it? Nothing. We brought words to a gunfight, and we expected Trump to save us while not backing him up. We let the left just walk in and punish us and say, dude, that January 6th, dude, the panty raid, was a terrorist attack? This is where all this Trump hate stems from. Trump needed our backing, and we sat at home trusting a failed process, believing that this can't happen here, complaining about what's happening to us all the time on conservative radio instead of kicking ass, dude, and stopping the election fraud and stopping allowing them to sit here and say that January 6th was an armed insurrection. But when you click on the word armed, it says bottles and sticks. Well, yes. Last time I checked, dude, that's not what being armed means. And you know, basically, you know, we just sat there powerless and stunned by these NWO commie woke takeover takes, dude. And you guys did nothing, man. What do you guys expect, man?
Well, you raised several really good points, and I definitely, you know, would have preferred Trump over Biden. But the bigger problem we're dealing with right now is that if we don't stand up and make honest elections happen, you know, the Democrats are just going to own this country from here on out.
Yeah, and how do we do that, Michael? How do we do that? By sitting here and saying, look, dude, yeah, these are Americans, but they're not Americans like us and all that stuff. They never will be. These people, dude, that are walking across the border have no pride in this country, have no sentiment whatsoever, dude, towards our founding. It's time for you people, dude, to wake up, dude, and it's time to cross the line and push back, dude, even if it means physically busting heads, dude. I'm done with this, man. I'm tired of this weak nation. Dude, and all that stuff, man. I mean, we're all going to go down together anyways, so you might as well go down fighting.
Well, I'm hearing that more and more from a lot of different people, and I wish it wasn't the case, but at this point, it almost does feel like it's inevitable.
That's right, brother, man. It's time, dude, to just protect our families, you know, get our things, our preps ready. And it's time, dude, to sit here and say no to this mask crap, this vaccine crap. I mean, I can't even believe, dude, that the World Economic Forum, dude, had, you know, was sitting there talking about, dude, encouraging companies to fire the unvaccinated. No, that's up, man. Come on. Let's get real. It's time, dude. We are being surrounded, America. We are being surrounded. All of the laws that they're creating are being created against us, and even the feckless Republicans won't even stand up for us. What is up? Let's go. Woo!
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey Mike, what's going on? Listen, I'm calling. I don't, you know, I haven't been listening to your show. I can't get it again. I got it for one day, and then it shut off. You know, on your radio. I did listen to your show though on Friday. You know, the repeat of your show on Friday, and I just want to say, as I guess you can see now, it looks like they're backing down now on everything, on the vaccines and on a mask. I was even very happy that I did finally go to the gym today, and it had wear mask. It said we suggest you wear a mask. Hardly anybody was wearing it, but the employees in a lot of stores are still wearing them. Which
yes,
is a shame. You know, I don't know whether they're afraid or whether they're told by these corporations or what. But I think the reason why they gave in is they saw, you know, the chickens are starting to come home to roost in it. This thing would happen with Fauci, that he's now being exposed far as the Wuhan lab and the North Carolina lab and all these other labs, I think people are getting, you know, they're getting scared. The same thing with Gates and Gates' marriage breaking up, probably due to the fact that he's a pet with, you know, involved with Epstein there. And I think things are looking good, but we cannot let up. These people have to go to jail for what they did. And also another thing, too, let's understand something. They're playing games to PCR, okay?
Yes.
When I find something around 29 cycles, there's nothing there, okay? But they can just rev it right up to 40 again, and they're going to say, oh, we got a new variant. Oh, this is going to kill us. Oh, we got to do something. They can start this whole thing over again unless
yes, they
we
can.
People are smart enough to see through them and understand what they're up to. Now, as far as these vaccines go, I'm more, to be honest with you, obviously I've never taken, I didn't take the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm very upset my sons took it. You know, I told them, I kept telling them, don't, please. And since they were little, I used to always teach them against flu vaccine and other vaccines, eat healthy, stay away from, you know, artificial, you know, type of medicine, artificial foods like GMO. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, listen, I just pray to God they'll be okay. Just like I pray to God you'll be okay. I know you took the shot, you know?
Yes.
But it does have, but people are having side effects, way more than other vaccines so far.
Yes.
And it's very dangerous.
So.
Very, very dangerous, very concerning. And I think these people have to be punished. I think we need a Nuremberg-like trial. And some of them, I think, should be hanged in public. Either hanged or you know, beheaded in public, like the, you know, the with the guillotine. Because it's so horrible what they did. I mean, they can't just get away with it, like Fauci. Fauci is a scumbag. There's no question about it. He is involved. I didn't think it was artificial, but now I'm thinking more and more that this virus is man-made. It is not natural. And it's something
well,
else.
Well, you know, going on back to HBO and that documentary, The Crime of the Century, I mean, you've got to watch that. It's a two-parter, and, you know, if you had any delusion that the medical industrial complex is really concerned with your health, this documentary will end that. It's really all about extracting money from the human population through various medical subterfuges.
Really, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they would even show something like that. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised it got on HBO as well. But then they also ran the Hacking Democracy documentary, and that was a real eye opener.
What was it called? What's this one about the virus is called?
Well, it's not about the virus. It's about the opioid scandal, the Sackler family, and Purdue. Just making billions and billions of dollars, getting Americans addicted to fentanyl and other opiates and bribing doctors to write prescriptions. And it's called The Crime of the Century. And I put an article about it on whatreallyhappened.com that lists the show times when episode one will be seen.
Okay, check that out. I just want to also say to somebody, I'm not going to mention names, but somebody, don't be a hypocrite, okay? Please, okay, what's going on in Palestine is a crime. The Israelis are, you know, indiscriminately bombing these people. They are, and one thing I will say also, they're not as invincible as some people think anymore. Originally, the Israeli army was, you know, were pioneers who felt that they had nowhere to go if they were defeated. Many of the Israelis today, I'm talking about the Israeli Jews, are people coming from the United States and from Russia in the last 20 or 30 years.
And
even
from Canada.
Probably from Russia. They all have dual citizenship. But if they don't feel their backs are to the sea, they know if they go back to Russia, Putin welcomes them. Even the ones that left during the Soviet Union, they could go back to the United States anytime they wanted. I don't think they should, because I think if you fight for another country, you give your loyalty
normally,
to another country.
If you fight for another country, you can lose your citizenship, but it doesn't apply to Israel.
I know, well, it should. And I don't know about how many came from Canada, but, you know, but it's mostly from the United States and Russia. And that's why they don't have, they're not the fighters they used to be. That's why they're doing everything by air. And they tried it with Hezbollah. They still got their butts kicked. okay? And they probably get their butts kicked again by Hezbollah if they're scared to enter into Lebanon. So everything they have to do is by air. And at some point, these other Arab countries may join in, like Syria or even Iran itself. So not an Arab country, but still, you know, Middle Eastern country. The only thing is, of course, the Israelis have those nukes.
Yes.
And that really makes them dangerous now. I don't think
the instant Israel uses a nuclear weapon, it's going to be very obvious. They have been lying to the world about them. It's going to be obvious to the American people that our government has been lying to us about Israel's nuclear weapon. Israel may have them, but the political cost of actually using one of them is very, very high.
One thing you got to understand, too, there is an Islamic nukes, and that's in Pakistan.
Yes.
So those things could transport it to Iran if they're not already, which wouldn't surprise me. And they could even be used just to fire from there. It would only take one or two nukes, and that would be it for Israel.
Yes.
It would take a lot more than that to take out Iran. So, you know, they're playing with fire, and I don't like what's going on. I don't think we should get involved in all the United States. We should stay out. None of our business. This is something, let them, if these people want to keep fighting each other, let them keep fighting each other. But also, I just want to address this caller again, okay? I heard her on Friday when I played Friday's show. I heard her again before. Don't be a hypocrite, okay? Don't be a hypocrite. There, you know, you always were complaining about what the Israelis did, and you were right to complain. So don't turn around now, please, and start that kind of nonsense. And as far as the U.S., let's just stay out of it. Okay, Mike, thanks. I hope, I'll probably try to listen to your show tonight, all right?
All right. Well, you know, we're still, you know, there's always the audio playback at RBN. The archives are always there. Ron Gibson is still putting up the recordings that we're making of these shows. But we are working on a new stream solution because I'm not going to go back to YouTube.
Okay.
Not even with all the hot oil nude massage videos they have.
I got your show on BitChute. That's where I got it on Friday. Okay.
Okay.
I wish it would go live. Maybe you can go live on Bitreon. I understand he's screening out. You can screen on Bitreon now with Mike Adams.
All right, I'll take a look at that. I mean, I've looked at about 10 different solutions so far, and some of them don't have the bandwidth. Others already have a reputation for banning politically sensitive videos, and the others want to charge rather sizable amounts of money to host my stream.
And Mike Adams is not that way. From what I gather, he's putting a lot of stuff on on Patreon now. Really getting better and better.
All right, I'll check over there and see if he's got room for me.
Also, Rumble would be a pretty good thing, too, I think. You know?
Yeah, well, I went to Rumble, and, I contacted them about paying their fee through PayPal rather than a credit card, but I never heard back from them.
Okay. But I know they're pretty good. All right, Mike, you take it easy, right, buddy?
Bye. All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go to another Mark, this one in Montana. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Ola Miguel, how are you doing, buddy? I'm the oil field guy from West Texas.
Yes, I remember you.
I'm sorry. That'll give you nightmares. I thought I'd give everybody a little bit of an education on oil. Pure facts, nothing politically sensitive. A barrel of oil is not 55 gallons. A barrel of oil is 42 gallons.
Okay.
The reason that is, the whiskey drums were sent out from back east to keep the workers happy and satisfied, and they used them to haul the crude oil back east. Out of that 42 gallons, once they do their refining process, and I've actually been to a refinery, which was kind of cool. They get 43 gallons of product out of it.
Yes.
Of that 43 gallons, only 19 are used for fuel. And that 19, the majority of that is used for jet fuel, for airplanes. The rest of it goes for cars and tractors and whatever else. If you look around you right now, almost everything you're touching is petroleum-based. If you're driving on an asphalt road, which is oil. Your vehicle is probably 80 to 90% oil based of some sort, your tires, your paint, your dash. So when you guys talk about doing away with oil, I know you don't. You're a realist, but
yeah.
These other yahoos about doing away with oil, you're not going to be able to do it and maintain the society that we have. I mean, it's just a fact of life. There's no replacement. These windmills, I believe it takes 30 years to recoup the amount of energy that it takes to put in a windmill. Mm-hmm. Solar's got a lot of problems with the rare earth minerals because we don't have any. The Africans and the Chinese have control of all that.
Yes, they do.
You got to think about it. And right now the oil field's picking back up. I'm actually heading to northern Wyoming for a new job.
Okay, Mark, I'm sorry. I got to let you go. We got to take a break for a commercial. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and a quick program note before we go back to the phones here. I am not going to be able to do a live radio show tomorrow. Instead, we're going to do a couple of replays focusing on Dr. Tom Cohen and Sally Morrell on germ theory and the contagion myth, followed up by the interview we did with Michael Knox of the U.S. Peace Memorial Organization. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Karen in West Virginia. Hello, Karen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I watched a really interesting video. I don't know if you are familiar with Catherine Austin Fitz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty smart about financial stuff, it's an hour and something. I'll send it to you in a link, but it's she believes that the United States is actually that we've privatized the Treasury.
Yes.
And also, she was talking about how how they wanted to take the nuclear codes away from Biden and let a committee decide, if we were going to go to war. And that was a way of privatizing the military. But she says that these big bankers, central bankers all around the world, she said this is for all the marbles, and they're dead serious about everything they're doing. So I kind of agree with Marco. We better do something soon,
yeah,
because it's going to be too late. They're going to own everything. And, in fact, she said when people ask her where they should put their money, she says, put your money into financing an army to stop this, because it's, we're kind of running out of time. I also agree with Tom about the situation out with the drought. I lived in the Bay Area when the population was probably half what it is now,
mm-hmm,
and they had water problems then. I remember there was a saying, if it's yellow, it's mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
I remember that, too.
Remember that?
Yep.
And they had a lot of water problems back then, and I can't even imagine when you're letting 250,000 people in at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not all going to Southern California, but a lot of them are in Arizona and Southern California, so I don't know where they think they're going to get the water. And I did see a map, and it looks like everything west of the Rockies is in big trouble.
Yes.
So I don't think we're going to have a real pleasant summer, but I do agree with Marco that we're running out of time, and I think Trump should get another term, but he should get rid of his kids. And also, I'll never forgive him for letting Jonathan Pollard go.
Yeah,
and
me,
then not helping Assange or Snowden. I mean, the guy's got a lot of problems, but I don't know what else. I don't know who else they could run that could even win. I mean, even if it was fair.
Well, we got to work on the fairness of the elections first. Otherwise, any discussions about who is running, is moot. The candidate will be selected for us and installed into office, and they'll reassure us it's the will of the people, but we know it isn't. Anyway, listen, Karen, I got to let you go. The music is playing. My apology to those callers still waiting on hold. Please try and call back on Thursday. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure it's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Pardon me. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.